an incident when you accomplish something you feared. Do you have any phobias? What are your worst fears other than pain or death? Failure? Rejection? Shame? Embarrassment? Ridicule? Inadequacy? Mediocrity? Public speaking? Heights? Insects? Certain animals? Enclosed spaces? Or people? If you could save the life of a child by doing what you most feared, would you? As you overcome your fears, in what specific ways might your life change? There was a very cautious man who never laughed or played. He never risked. He never tried. He never sang or prayed. And when one day that he passed away, insurance was denied. For since he never really lived, they claimed he never died. Sidney Smith once wrote, "A great deal of talent is lost to the world for the want of a little courage." When you go before your Creator, God will ask, "Where are your wounds?" And if you reply, "I have no wounds," God will ask, "Was there nothing worth fighting for?" Fear is a wonderful servant. It's a strong feeling. It's there as a warning. If you're walking down the street one day, or you had a flat tire, it's a dark night, you're walking and you're about to go around a corner and you have this intuitive kind of fear coming up, the hairs stand up on the back of your neck, listen to it. Fear can be a wonderful guide. Fear is a wonderful servant, but a terrible master. When you look back on your life one day, you will not regret what you've done nearly as much as what you haven't done. And what you haven't done will be because of fear. What would it be like to live with no fear? As unrealistic as that may be, because fear is as natural as any other emotions. But what would it be like if there was something in you had no fear? You probably wouldn't have survived past 5 years old, for one thing. But if you had, it would be very comfortable, wouldn't it? You just go about doing what you wanted to do, being yourself, taking a risk, failing, learning from it, going on, speaking in public, speaking up for yourself. Is it possible you could live that way, even with the fear? Coexist with it, accept it, and live that way. I was a gymnast, and one thing that's different about gymnastics than tennis or golf or bowling or billiards or many other sports is you can get killed every day in gymnastics. Nowadays they have big foam pits and big crash pads and safety belts. When I competed, they didn't have any of that stuff. We just threw and hoped. Everybody was very religious in our gym. We prayed a lot in midair. So I learned what it was like to face fear, and I learned what it was like to face failure. I failed 50 times a day, 100 times a day. I tried something and crashed. Gee, how embarrassing. Look at Milman on the floor. Drag myself up, try it again, and fall again. And every time, my heart was thumping, the adrenaline was rushing. It was scary. So I learned to coexist with fear. It was a useful training in that way. Many people haven't done gymnastics, and so their lives have been seeking to find a place of calm, feeling good, and anything that makes them uncomfortable, they avoid. And they don't live a full life. They don't live a passionate life. They live this narrow, limited life. Oop, that makes me a little uncomfortable. I think I'll go this way. They're in prison and don't know it. Some people have asked me, "Well, when do you know, when is fear a guide and good, and when do you ignore it? When should you listen, when should you ignore?" Very clear guidelines. When you fear something objective, fear or risk to the physical body, when you may be injured or killed in a situation, listen to the fear. It's going to guide you. Maybe it's telling you you need to prepare more. You need to take caution. You need to stay very alert. That's when you listen to fear. When there's a risk to your physical body, that's objective fear. When you have subjective fear, and the fear is psychological, I'm afraid of being embarrassed, I'm afraid of being ashamed, I'm afraid of being ridiculed, I'm afraid of looking like a fool, that's when you cut through it and do it anyway. That's where the growth lies. There was a fellow named Walter who called me up once and said, "Dan, I just wanted to share with you, you know, you recommended I do a ropes course, climb those poles and slide down those ropes and balance on this and that." And he said, "I climbed that pole," and he said, "I failed. I wanted to be courageous. I so wanted to be courageous, but I failed. And I